As my wife and I are becoming somewhat economically challenged, we decided that we needed to find some way of decreasing our monthly expenditure. As Mr. Armstrong had warned us through the pages of The Plain Truth many years ago, we must prepare to reduce our standard of living. Since our income is now totally derived from state and private pensions, we are no longer able to afford the maintenance of our house in which we presently live, and also pay the running costs that are attributed to the property. The outgoings are becoming beyond our resources. This forces us into a situation that my wife and I had considered some 6 or 7 years previously. That situation being that we needed to sell our present home and move to a smaller house, preferably a bungalow. Climbing the wooden hill each night has become something of a burden to us both, and that is despite the fact that going up and down stairs is often said to be good for the heart. Anyway, it's becoming a bit of a chore for us going up and down stairs, and we really need to be on one level. We approached a local estate agent, I think they're called realty agents on the other side, the grey and the wavy, and we decided to find out what the current value of our home was, considered to be. So when he duly attended, he gave us a figure, and he looked us straight in the eye and he said, you know, it's not going to be anything like what you expect from 6 or 7 years ago. It's true, it's considerably lower, but we decided that, you know, we'd have to put the house on the market anyway because, as I said, we're becoming somewhat economically stretched. So, having decided what we could sell for, we then decided what we could afford to go for in the way of purchasing. And so we agreed the maximum amount that we'd be able to afford to pay for a replacement house. So we then started looking around for a house that sort of area. Now a question arises, why am I telling you all this? The answer is we all go through trials of many different types throughout life, with different types and different severity. And the experience that we have had over the last few years of seeing our resources being eroded is common to a lot of people nowadays, even in God's church. The answer to our prayers may have taken years to come, but God is a master of timing, who does answer prayers in the way and at a time that he sees fit, even if the answer is not always the one that we expect or the one that we hope for. In giving and delivering this information, I really want to use the experiences of my wife and myself to emphasise the scriptures that I should be quoting, and I so try to succeed in both doing that and also delivering the message that I have for you. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, we find a scripture that is often quoted, and we sometimes feel it is an ask now and answer straight away. But it doesn't always work out that way. God does answer prayers when he deems it the right time and for the right reason. Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, we find the words spoken by Jesus to his disciples. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, we read the following. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I believe that we began seriously talking about our present move and downsizing in property during April. My wife and I discussed which areas we'd like to look at. We would definitely still be in Pembrokeshire. We like Pembrokeshire. We contacted estate agents in the areas of Pembrokeshire that we thought would meet our needs. And armed with property details, we set off touring the county, and we soon found out which areas of Pembrokeshire we really didn't want to go to. The agent came out and showed us a bungalow which we saw. It'd been on the small side, admittedly, but it was well within our price range, and although we had not had anybody around our house, let alone an offer to purchase, we could not therefore make an offer on that particular bungalow, despite the fact that we felt it was the right place to go to. Then early in May, we had a couple around our home. They were interested, and they made an offer on our house. It's a bit on the low side and too low to really be accepted. And we told them that, and they came back with an offer which was slightly higher. And we felt, you know, this was perhaps the lowest that we could really go to and still look for a decent-sized bungalow that we're looking for. So we contacted the selling agent of the bungalow that we'd seen just a few days prior to this, and to find that too was under offer. So it's back to the drawing board, more touring around Pembrokeshire, and nothing found. And that particular evening, I had a look round on the computer, seeing what we could see, and I decided just to cast the net a little bit wider, taking part of Carmarthenshire. Anyway, I found something which I thought looked interesting, and the following morning at breakfast time I said to my wife, you know, I'd seen something on the internet and I thought it might be worthwhile going into Carmarthen and having a look at this place on the way in. And that we did. We had a look at the place from the outside and it looked to be very much like what we were looking for. So we went into Carmarthen and found the estate agent and asked for various properties that we felt were in our price range, and asked for particularly to see the one that we had viewed from the outside on the way in. The upshot of this was that shortly before noon on that day, we were actually in the bungalow with a gentleman who was one of the executors for the late owner of the property. And admittedly, it was a little towards the higher end of our budget, but we decided that this was going to be the place that we liked. All the boxes seemed to be ticked as the way we wanted them, and the property looked to be in reasonable order. So we put in an offer, which was accepted. And I'll say, this particular bungalow was close to our ideal. Everything received a positive tick. And all this happened towards the beginning of May. It's now more than halfway through August, and we're still waiting to move. We've had the bungalow surveyed, and it looks to be in pretty good order. We've had our place surveyed for the lenders, for the mortgage lenders, for the people who are buying our place, and the valuer said that, you know, everything seemed to be pretty much as you had hoped for. So that has got that ticked. And no apparent real problems, and it looks as if the system was set at go at that stage. Now, during our search for a new place to live, the words of the hymn which we found on page 51 of the Bible hymnal came to mind time and time again. And I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Psalm 66, where we read the verses 19 and 20. The hand of God appears to have been in our property switch for years. When we first considered selling, the answer was definitely no. When the expedited release plan was thought about before my wife and I, again the answer was no, because had we gone into an equity release, we'd not been able to actually sell the property and move into a smaller place now. Now, in these verses of Psalm 66, we find that God does hear the prayers of those that try to follow and obey him, follow his laws and commandments. And not only this, but his love towards us is far more tender than we as human beings can really understand. Psalm 66, verses 19 and 20 reads as follows. But truly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Today my wife and I found ourselves in a situation where we place our home on the market, and within 10 days we have an acceptable offer. Then 4 days later than that, we find an ideal Pembrokeshire home, albeit in Carmarthenshire. It'll only take us about 20 minutes to get to church each week, instead of the hour that it takes at present. And a new location will also take about half an hour off the monthly trip to the combined gathering near Bristol. Additionally, we will have no mortgage payments to make. The heating and lighting costs are likely to be less than a quarter that we're paying now on our present home. And as the hymn on page 51 says, had our sin been thinking, surely God would never hear. But God indeed has heard my prayer. Blessed be the God who hears. He has not checked my prayer to him, nor his own love toward me. However, We are not there yet. At present, we are having a problem with the land registry, because in this part of Wales, much of the land, or much of the property that is sold, is referred to as unregistered land. It's being sold and the title has been transferred by a bundle of deeds passing from one person to the other, and you get hold of the deeds, and that means the land is yours. The unfortunate part is that sometimes the plan on these deeds doesn't exactly match up with the area plans of the authorities that be. In this case, it is a land registry. And I'd like you to turn with me, please, to the book of James, from which we read verses 2 to 4 in the first chapter. As you can imagine, we find ourselves in a situation where we're having faith being tried, and as it says, it works patience. Being said that life is never easy, and if there's one thing that I've learned in 75 years of life, it is that nothing ever works out the way I think it will. Nothing ever, ever works out the way I think it will. So here in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, we read the following. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What will be the final outcome of our proposed move? I really cannot say for certain at the moment. All I can say is that my wife and I hope that we will soon be able to move into a smaller property soon. We will have not too small a garden, which up until now has been used for a number of years as a vegetable garden. And this particular growing season has been somewhat of an enforced land Sabbath. It's an empty page on which we'll be able to write whatever we can, to grow whatever food we like and to plant whatever flowers we like. And both my wife and I should be able to enjoy that garden when we move. It's going to be a manageable home, we hope, with a reasonable sized garden that we may both enjoy. We have asked, and we wait for an answer which will come, all in good time, the time that God appoints and the time that he says is good for the answer. God does hear the prayers of his people, and we believe that he's hearing us when we pray. And the trying of our faith does work patience. And the old adage to hang in there really does apply to us all. Why have I told you all this? It is because we ask. It is because God hears our prayers, and because the trying of our faith does work patience.